Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Oh, see, you're talking about me. I'm on time. Coming back out of the break. This is Knockout
Radio. We were
being
harassed by a bucked-up ambassador.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I wasn't late today at all. I was on
You
time.
Were late.
Oprah.com said that I was on time. I was early, and I haven't missed any breaks. You were late responding to the break.
Just now I was, because I was listening to him talk about Matt Hughes.
That guitar riff had to go longer than expected.
And you making fun of Matt in the train.
I said it was a draw.
You're going to hell.
It's a draw.
You're going to hell.
I think we should
stop by and say hi.
On the van, I think we should put Matt Hughes on one side and Thomas the Train on the other.
You're an idiot. You are such a
collision course war in the streets.
You are such a jerk.
Don't cross the tracks.
Why are you making light and humor of tragedy?
Because he survived.
He did survive.
Because he got hit by a freaking train, and he's just a badass dude.
He is.
And he's still the most humble and like just amazing. Awesome guy.
He is.
When I met him in Denver with you, like, it was like he was one of my favorite fighters. Actually, I would say he would definitely be on my van. How could you forget Hughes on your van?
I didn't forget anybody, but but he's not fighting. You said they had to be active fighters.
True. But right. on the legendary van.
I think Matt was on the van. I think Matt was on the van.
Was he?
I think so. I've got the picture saved somewhere.
Man.
If you would ever give me a pay raise, maybe I'd get a new van.
Yeah.
I would do a van again.
Deliver some pizzas. I think pizza places still deliver, don't they?
I don't know. I've never been to a pizza place.
I mean, it's one of those industries that, like, we used to have it on lock. I mean, back in the day, you could only get two things delivered. Chinese, right, and pizza. That was it. Now, Uber Eats, you can deliver anything. You could have, like, a Slurpee delivered from 7-Eleven out to the beach.
All right. So, I need to call out our new co-host.
Oh, we got a co-host.
Well, now, yeah, you're the co-co-co-co.
No, I'm owner status. I'm like,
you're not owner status.
I'm like equal. It's like you and I, we, us. Like, we're the same. Like, in fact, when I reach out,
I think I saw in a movie. I think it was a movie. I can almost picture the guy, only I can't see it. I think he said whatever makes. Oh no, it was from one of my favorite movies. The movie where they steal all the gold in Europe. Marky Mark's in it. God, I can't think of the name. Somebody will text it to me, I'm sure. Cherie Theron or whatever her name is in it.
National Treasure?
No, they steal the gold. And then after they steal the gold, one of the five in the group steal the gold from everybody else. And then the whole movie is them going and stealing the gold back. So at the very end of the movie, when Mark Wahlberg and his crew steal it back or whatever, and they bring it into this train or whatever, and then whoever this guy is gets punched by Theron, and she goes, you know, it was never about the money, right? And he said, just like I'm going to say to you right now, whatever helps you sleep at night.
Okay. You told me that long story for that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just
the Italian job.
Okay.
The Italian job.
So, I mean, but you know, that's a great insight because Hollywood, all these movies, like there's like a treasure, and the whole premise is people try to steal the treasure, and then like the treasure gets stolen, and then they try to get it back. It's like a terrible role model. Like Hollywood is like,
well, it's like a country song. If it's not about divorce or a truck, what else does country sing about?
Dog running away.
And, well, yeah. Well, it's not the dog running away was the big Blake Shelton song.
And the achy breaky hearts.
Nothing wrong with
the rainbow rivers or something like neon river, neon rainbows. That's what they're celebrating downtown Pride this weekend. Neon rainbows were a big hit.
Is it this weekend or last weekend?
Last weekend.
All right. Yeah. So
in the rear. I wait till next year.
Whatever. Did you have a good time down there?
I didn't go.
I wanted to get Mick on because that's a great question.
Yeah.
Like, will he make a mistake cutting my hair if I say the word gay?
Might make a phone call. We got another one.
See, I think he's all right with it.
He's all right with it, but the law's not.
I don't care about the law.
If you jaywalk across the street and somebody calls it in and the officer sees it, you're getting a citation.
Yeah.
If you say something is recorded on a camera phone and they show it to an officer, they're going to have to follow suit. They're going to have to press charges.
I want to see a policeman, a cop, or anything else you want to call them, that you're going to call. Not that they're driving by, because they're not even going to stop driving. Trust me, they're not getting out of their air-conditioned vehicle to write a ticket. They're not going to leave headquarters to go write a ticket for somebody jaywalking.
But if they see it, if you see someone jaywalking, jaywalking is a serious crime.
Where? In the middle of the Indianapolis 500, maybe.
Maybe. Isn't there a famous street where the Beatles walked across in a crosswalk? What if the Beatles would have jaywalked? That photograph doesn't become iconic.
Well, no, it'd be a better photo.
Well, they'd be walking all sideways.
It'd be like Frogger. It's like the game Frogger. They're dodging the car and the cab and, you know, all that kind of stuff. The Buccaneers just released their training camp schedule.
Okay.
I believe it starts at the end of the month. My favorite day of training camp, military day, I will not be able to make.
Why? So I'm a little upset.
Well, that will be July 30th or 31st. Be coming back from Salt Lake City. I have four events to do that Sunday in three different cities.
Really?
So I really have to decide which
one do you want me to go to? I'll be knockout radio for you.
Yeah, see, I'm scared to send you to any of those Comic-Cons.
Because when I send in these submissions to, like, sponsorships, and I like,
yeah, you've been so successful with that.
Well, I'm working on it. So I'm like, hi, I co-host Knockout Radio, national radio show. And then I'm like, you know what, the co-host makes me seem less credible. So now I just say, I own Knockout Radio. I know I'd love to feature your product on our program as a national platform. And I'm getting some interest, so I have some things working.
Now, if you only own Knockout Radio.
It's not really about owning. I just identify as a guy who owns Knockout Radio.
Oh, in today's day, you're allowed to do that.
It started July 1st. I just identify as Randy Harris.
As the owner. Oh, now it's not even that you recognize that you're the owner.
Like, wait till you see my Navy hat that I ordered. It'd be amazing.
I need to get a new one, so feel free to get me one. This one's seen better days. Let's go hit a break. When we come back, we're going to go reach out to Max Griffin, who will be on the van. We've established that. He's on the van. And wait till I tell him what I found out in my minute and a half of research that I did this morning. This will blow your socks off. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi. Am I on? Am I on? Help! No, okay. Hi. This is Garrett Morris, and I'm from, my last, the movie I got out is Jackpot. I can say I'm from that. Of course, my last show was Jamie Foxx. I can say I'm from that. Of course, I'm really from New Orleans, Louisiana, so I can say I'm from that. Anyway, talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat. The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. And they have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Matt Millen down in Tampa. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hi, we are back to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. So we've been doing these weekly interviews with the UFC for years. Years. I've never, but one other time, have I ever requested a fighter on the card. I'm happy just that the UFC knows who we are, right? Even though it is the longest running MMA show in the country and the world and all that crap. So last week I go, I'm going to break tradition. I need to request someone.
Okay.
I don't do it. I've only done it one other time.
Wow.
This is only the second time.
This is big. And he's on the van.
And he's on the van that we just talked about. Let's go out to Las Vegas via the phone lines as we get ready for this weekend's UFC. He's bringing the pain. Max Griffin. Max, how are you?
Let's go, man. I'm great. How you guys?
We've been really good. It's been way too long. And there's a lot of things I want to talk to you about. And I was going to wait for this because I have a doozy to let you in on. I don't even think you're aware of this.
Well,
you ready?
It's here, yeah.
All right. Who are you fighting on Saturday?
Michael Morales.
Michael Morales. You are fighting Michael Morales. Have you gone to the Wikipedia page? And we know that a lot of times it's wrong, which makes this even funnier. Have you ever gone to the Wikipedia page for this fight this weekend? Have you looked at it?
No.
Well, you are fighting Michael Morales. You just told me that, right?
Yeah.
Let me give you the bio on Michael Morales. He is an American convicted murderer who was scheduled to be executed in the state of California on February 2006.
I thought you were going to say June. Go ahead. I thought I was going to say July 1st.
Well, yeah, see, there's Max coming back with a great line. But go to the Wikipedia page and click the thing, and that's who it sends you to this convicted murderer. That's who you're going to fight.
Nice.
I found it funny. Max is like, I don't fight. I'll fight anybody. So what's been up? What's been going on? I see you always on Instagram doing all sorts of things, moving and shaking now. So fill us in.
Yeah, man. Moving and shaking. Healed off my hand surgery pretty well. But just been grinding, man. Working on content. I'm pumping out content, MMA content. For Phil's Bomb Breaks, I'm starting to get in the hobby card industry, the collectibles, doing more public speaking kind of stuff, a lot more kid stuff, a lot more brand ads, and just getting, you know, I'm not going to fight forever, but I'm not going to stop anytime soon. You know, I had a kind of epiphany waiting for this next fight, like, yo, I'm not going to fight for 50 more years, but I'm going to live for 50 more years. What am I going to do? So right. I've been setting myself up now, getting my reps in so I can be on the deck, be in the media, be in the, use my voice, man. I got the golden voice. So trying to be like you, man, trying to use it.
Well, the only difference between me and you is I've always been told I have a face for radio.
It's true.
Talk about the card angle, because I've seen that you and I don't really even understand what some of this stuff is where you do and people pay X amount for certain
yeah
names,
no one knows you don't yeah no one knows until you know. I didn't know 2 years ago. It was like a reading Chinese or something. But basically there are UFC cards, just like how there's football cards, basketball cards, but there's UFC cards of your favorite fighters. There's autographs, there's rare one, 1 out of 5, 1 of 1. And these boxes, it kind of came out during COVID is when this thing really blew up, but you can do it online. So it's a stream. And a box is, say, $500. But that could be pricey for just a regular Joe, you know. Depends what they want to spend their money on. But what if he broke it down with, like, weight class? You know, divide that by 8. You know, then you put $80 and get all the welterweights in that box. You open the box, you get all those cards. Or if you want to be a little more specific, say you like GSP or you like Ilia Topuria. So you could buy those spots of those names, and then they open the whole case, their whole box, and then you get all the Ilia cards. You get all. So it's like a price-effective way for fans, too, to support their fighters, collect them. It's a good community, too. It's a good community. They're real fans. No,
it's definitely cool, and I get it. You know, if you're looking, and I'm curious, you know, I don't know how long you've been doing that, but what's the, in your opinion, the coolest card that you've pulled so far that obviously you didn't get to keep, that somebody bought in and got it, but what was the best card?
Man, I know someone asked me that. I couldn't tell you because I opened so many cards. I know that I opened some nice Hasbulas, believe it or not. Little Hasbula has been hot these last few months, but I have, like, 6 of my 101. Like, I collect my cards heavy. So I have the relics. I have, you know, the cards now, they'll have, like, a glove in it or part of a hat with an autograph. Like, there are some really, really cool cards.
You said you have how many of your one-of-ones?
Probably 6 or 7.
6 or 7. Just remember November 29th, 2023. That's all.
I got you. I got you, man.
So do you have a deal with Panini and your partners in this? How does that whole thing work?
Yeah. Well, I signed a Panini deal just so they could use my licensing and likeness for the cards, and they send me cards to sign, they send me stickers to sign. But now, I mean, I've been in the industry just for, I mean, a couple of years now, but now I linked up with this company, Skills Bomb Break, they're out of New York. And it's actually the day that I said, you know what? I need to do more with my life, like, other than fighting. Like, I do a lot, but do, like, legitimate stuff. And they hit me up the next day. Like, life works in serious ways. They hit me up serious the next day to do MMA content monthly for them, weekly. And they're like, how about you break for us? That's like when you go on the stream. There's no other UFC guys that break the card. So I know these guys. I'm like, oh, this is a friend of mine. This is him. I have insight. So it's not just like a boring old guy opening these cards. Like, I have the setup. I got the green screen. I got the mic, the lights. They wanted me to have a studio just like theirs in New York. So I cleared out one of my rooms at home. I have everything I need. Like a $7,000 setup. The computer, the monitors, the switchboard, the stream box, like, it works. They send me the cards I want. I sell them. Like, I keep the money. You know, it's great. It's freaking
lovely. Did you catch what Max said? Originally, he said he wanted to be like me, and then he called me a boring old guy.
Yeah, like, in other words, a boring old guy opening a bunch of cards online. Max, Randy sold that his first tablet was made out of stone.
ha, 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 ha. All right, so let me ask you this, Max, and then I promise we'll ask at least one question about your fight on Saturday, because I've always thought this, like, a 101 could be cool whether it's a different color of the Sharpie, whether it's red or whatever. Do they tell you that? Can you do that? Or, you know, if they send X to you, can you change the color that you're signing, or do they tell you what to do?
No, you sign in these blue, they're like these nice blue thin kind of markers. They're specific. But the card colors are, like, golds are always out of 10. So, like, there's 1 out of 10 gold. You sign those that are, we do things called on-card autos, because the first time they sent me 1,750 little stickers I had to sign. That they'll just print cards and stick it on. But then they send me these cards called Immaculate. They're, like, the most expensive cards. There's, like, 6 cards for $1,000. They're awesome cards. But these, they send them all to me. I have to sign them, like, perfect, and then send them back.
Were you a card collector before you started doing all this?
Well, I did cards when I was young. a kid, you know, I had my baseball, my basketball cards, my Shaq cards, my Kobe cards, my Michael Jordans. But then I didn't even know that there are UFC cards. And then I'm in them. The hobby's good people. Like I said, they're real fans. They really support the fighters. They buy money. You know, they buy merch. They support. They do charity stuff. Like, they spend money. So they're good people, man. They're good people. It's fun.
Well, let me know on your next one. You know, and I know that it's on the Instagram, but I sometimes forget to even know how to do that. Just let me know. I'd like to sit in and watch the next one.
For sure.
Max. But going back to the whole like start of the conversation where you know,
that I'm old.
Wikipedia, Wikipedia has you listed as fighting like a convicted felon.
Here it is. Here's the photo.
No, I believe you. But like Randy and I always talk about on death row. You know, what would be your final meal? You're in final week of fight camp. You know, so if you could pick one meal, now I'll give you a hint. Randy says his final meal would be some rare like ostrich egg
that hasn't even been laid yet.
Yeah, it only hatches like twice a year. And like, you know, it would take forever to find this egg and prepare it.
Exactly.
Like, so, but what would be your final meal if you were on death row?
It's an awful question.
My first choice is inappropriate, but my lady. That's what I'd probably say. My wife. That's what I'd say.
Yes!
And I'll say Anastasia, yeah.
Now you'll see why. See, Matt asked me, I used to have a van, and I had images on the van, Chuck and Tito and Randy, and he's like, if you could get a van again, you can only have 5 images on it, and one side is 5 fighters that I know, and the other side of 5 fighters I don't know. And that's why, Matt, that's why Max Griffin is one of my 5, which I said before you even came on. You were on the van before you even came on. Before we run out of time and the UFC gets mad at me, talk about the fight. Talk about the Michael Morales you're fighting, not the mass murderer.
Yeah. He's good. He's raw. But he's real raw, you know. He's young. Hasn't had too much experience, but he has a lot of hype. Beat 2 guys that are pretty lower decent on the scale of the UFC fighters. I'm a terrorizer guy, though. Like, I make a living out of sending these guys back. I sent Zaleem Imadiyev, 8 knockouts in Atlanta, sent him back. They sent me Ramiz Rahim Mai, 8-0 all subs, supposed to come beat me. And I took his ear off at the Apex. So, this guy thinks he's going to beat me. He fights cocky. I don't like him. So, I'm going to brutalize him everywhere. Striking, wrestling, grappling, on the ground, cardio, pace, heart, will, everything. I'm masterclass him. Drop the mic. I'm talking on it.
So every time Matt asks me a question, whether it's the van or this or something else stupid that he brings up, he always has to say, well, what's the criteria? You know, what's the criteria of this and that? So my question, what's the criteria of your next tattoo? Like, what do you have to take from the next fighter for that to be a tattoo?
I want to gash someone's face. Because, I mean, I hit that with the elbow. If I hit someone in, like, the cheek or their forehead or anywhere, it's going to rip their face off. So, something like that.
If Michael has to pull out for any reason and you do fight this convicted murderer guy, the mustache the dude has on the Wikipedia picture is epic. And you can get that tattooed like anywhere and it'll be sick. So you got to go check that out on Wikipedia.
I'm going to have to after the call.
That mustache is legit.
Yeah, just go to Wikipedia, the fight card, you know, and where they list both sides and you click your opponent. Yeah, you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Well, I love laughing, so thank you for that.
It'll definitely be cool. Max, as always, thank you for your time. We got your address again, another care package we're going to send you from 8 Man Strong, as well as some sweet stuff from Bucked Up Energy Drink.
Thank you both, and I'm going to go to Florida in a little bit, so we'll have to tap in.
Let me know the day. See, typically guys tell me that, and then they let me know the day after they leave Florida.
Right.
So let me know before you get here so we can hang out for sure.
For sure.
All right, Max. All right, have fun this week and have fun on Saturday.
Thank you both. Yeah, that's what we do, baby.
Right, take care. Max Griffin on my van. He is one of the five on my van. He has the greatest birth date that I know, next to November 23rd, which would be my wife's.
And he's a hell of a pizza maker.
Oh, I love the dude. All right, let's go hit a break. Then we're going to do some rock and roll when we come back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shoppe. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is John Smoltz from the Atlanta Braves, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special.
I got Rickfield coming to you live for Tournament of Pizza. And yes, I am still undefeated on being on time, coming out of breaks.
Today.
I'm still undefeated.
Next week, Jimmy and I and Steve will be live in the Apex Center. You'll be wherever you're going to be here. Friday, we're going to go live from the Fan Expo.
Yeah.
Dave Manley is going to be stopping by, so that'll be cool. Again, you'll be by the phone lines. And then you leave for Brazil Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday the 8th, I think.
Yeah, well, no, it's Saturday.
Yeah, so Saturday the 8th, I'll be out of the country.
Thought that was Henry the 8th.
Down in Brazil.
Good luck with that.
Going home. Going back to see my people.
Yep.
They need me.
Okay. Whatever you say, okay.
I mean, it's not often where you go on vacation and you make the place better.
Well, you make the place better when you leave.
That's not true.
You know, so, you know, they see you coming in and they're like, oh, it'll be much better when he leaves. And then Saturday we'll probably be at the Apex in the morning. Not the Apex, the Fan Expo as well. We've got Jens Pulver stopping by. Dave Manley will stop by. There's a plethora of fighters that will be signing autographs at the Expo. So it'll be good times in Las Vegas. We just picked up Ike's. So we're going to give away some sub sandwiches and a whole other thing. So
I must ask you a question.
All right. We'll talk about that later. But now we're going to switch gears. We've been talking a lot of UFC, a lot of MMA. We've had a lot of musicians on. I'm very excited about our next guest. Let's welcome to the program Jeff Filson. Jeff, how are you, sir? Thank you.
I am great, and wow, with an introduction like that, I better be good.
Oh, typically people say that to me, so the pressure's on us both. Not much gets me real excited these days, but obviously the name Foreigner, the band Foreigner, sure does. We're going to talk about that in a minute. I know you guys are coming to town at the end of next month, but talk about, let's go back a few years, and I can't believe when I did my little bit of research this morning, over 22 years ago, talk about the movie Rockstar.
Wow. Well, you know what? It was a fabulous experience. I mean, you know, I'd never been, you know, spent that much time around a major motion picture. It was fabulous. The director, Stephen Herrick, was a gem. He looked for a lot of input from us because he wanted it to be as authentic as possible. And you know what? It was just a really fun, great experience that I will never forget, and I'm very grateful for.
You know, and I mean this sincerely. I don't watch a lot of movies. I've done a contest on the show, name 10 movies. If I've seen 7, you win a prize. Not only have I seen that movie, I've seen it numerous times, and I've always enjoyed it. You know, everything about it. I've since gotten into a little bit of the rock and roll world. We travel a little bit with Mickey D and the Scorpions, and so I see it from a different kind of angle. But you know, the Steel Dragon, and then you know, with how the whole movie was, and how many bands have since done that? Like Journey did that, and a lot of bands when they replace. So maybe it was way ahead of its time.
Yeah, maybe that is possible. That would be kind of cool. But I, you know what? I gotta say, I'm usually very skeptical of music movies. This one was actually a good one.
Yeah, no, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Are you a sports fan? This is a sports and entertainment network. What kind of sports do you enjoy? Teams, players, well, what?
Yes, I enjoy sports, but the main sport that I enjoy is football. But you know, I love basketball. Like around finals, I get into basketball. I dig basketball. But yeah, mostly NFL.
What team? What are you?
Well, you know, I lived in Milwaukee, Wisconsin from the time I was 4 till the time I was 13. So I will never, ever, ever be able to escape being a cheesehead Green Bay Packer fan.
There you go. I had the opportunity to go to their museum. I've always said, and I'm spoiled. I've been to 23 Super Bowls. I covered the NFL. I covered the Bucks. I would pay money, and still to this day, to watch Warren Sapp and Brett Favre go at it.
I understand. I do. Yeah, well, you know, I have not been to the museum, but that's on a planned trip. And what's kind of cool is my cousin is actually the insurance guy for the Packers. Because he lives there.
Wow.
Yeah, so I have an in. I have an in. It's kind of cool.
Not only can you just say, hey, I'm with Foreigner, but you have an in there. Talk about what that's like. And is it different touring with Foreigner than, say, Dokken back in the day?
Not as much as you might think. Both Dokken and Foreigner are high energy rock bands live. So, you know, we kind of approach Foreigner much like how Dokken did, you know, just go out there and kick some butt, you know, that's the idea. And, so yeah, I would say less different than you might expect.
How different is it touring now than, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
Oh my God. It's 20 years ago. It's not that much different, except, you know, COVID obviously affected things pretty drastically. But I would say, 30 years ago, you know, if you compare it to that, there's a lot less sex and drugs, but there's plenty of rock and roll. So it's all good by me.
My producer has toured the world with Motorhead, and he's the one that's close friends with Mickey. So he's told me what stories he's allowed to tell me. I'm sure from that period to now, what's the craziest, strangest thing that's ever happened, you know, to you or that you've noticed while on stage?
The craziest thing, you know, one day, not too long ago, actually, now that I think about it, it was probably a couple years ago. But anyway, we were doing a private corporate event, and on the end of Hot Blooded, we dragged a bunch of people from the audience up onto the stage because it was a pretty small crowd, but they were very enthusiastic. So we brought them up on the stage, and one of the women that came up there, she saw a drumstick kind of sitting on the drum platform, so she just grabbed it, and she was like kind of using it to kind of almost like beat it around on things. Well, she comes up to me, and she slams me on my elbow with this drumstick. I know she wasn't doing it maliciously. She just didn't realize, you know, the adrenaline and all that other stuff. But she just banged the crap out of my elbow. And I always thought, you know, I guess we don't realize how much adrenaline we have on stage because that hurt.
For sure. Now, from the fan standpoint, did she get to keep the drumstick?
Don't remember. I was looking at all pain? There was something else on my mind at that point.
For sure. How crazy is it to be on stage, whatever year this is, 2023, performing with Foreigner or in Foreigner, and seeing not only the generation that grew up watching Foreigner like myself, but two other generations in the audience as well?
You know what? Something that's not lost on us, and it means that music is a binding agent and a unifier. And to me, that's something that this world and this society needs more than anything right now, is things that bring us together. And the fact that music brings us together in such a beautiful way, and such a pure way, you know, I mean, you can't describe how music makes you feel. It just gives you a feeling. And it's that feeling that we all commonly share. And yet, it's not a verbal thing. It's a felt thing. And I think more of that is what's needed in the world, and I couldn't be more honored to be one of the people that gets to do it.
I agree with you 100%. And with that, you know, the band Foreigner is one of those bands for me. You know, growing up in the 70s and 80s and being in the military in the 80s, there's certain things that we did and listened to, and Foreigner was one of those. So, you know, like, I'll have the radio on, and the first three or four songs I hear, but I don't really hear. And then you mentioned Hot Blood. Hot Blooded comes on, and you literally stop what you're doing to listen to it.
Yeah, sure is. It, I mean, exciting track, isn't it?
For sure. What goes into producing an album? I saw that you produce a lot. You know, you do a lot of other things other than play the guitar.
Right. So what goes into producing? You know, a producer is much like the director on a movie, where you're in charge of the content. What's going down? What's the substance of this, in this case, album, you know, musical album? And so you want to get the best performances out of people. You want to, you know, bring, there's a unifying factor there as well. You want to really bring everybody together so that they're all focused. Because a band, when they're focused, is very, very powerful. A band, when it's not focused, is a chaotic nightmare. So the producer's job is to pull it all together musically. Even personality-wise, there's generally a lot of psychology involved. And then just musicality, just bringing out the passion of music. And, you know, some producers have a stamp that they like to put on things. I don't. I just want it to be whatever the artist does. I want it to be the best they could possibly do. And that's my goal.
I know this question is like asking, and I'm sure you've been asked it a billion times, you know, which is your favorite child? Which is your favorite pet? Is there a song that you like performing more than others?
A billion and one, if you want to know the truth. Anyway, not really. There's so many highlight moments of the set. I wouldn't pick out one as a favorite, but there's lots of highlights. You know, the new guitar solo during Urgent, the jamming during Jukebox Hero, the vibe of the audience when everybody sings I Want to Know What Love Is. I mean, there's so many highlight moments that I just couldn't pick a favorite.
So let's go from the high energy of Foreigner to, and I don't know if yoga would be considered high energy, but it's more, I would say, low energy, right? To kind of just get the zen.
No, it's high energy, but it's controlled energy. You know, so there's a lot, you gain a lot of energy when you do yoga, but you control the energy. It's a different thing. So you're asking about my involvement in yoga. Yeah. If you want to see what I do, which is virtual meditation classes, come to hotforyogascv.com, hotforyogascv.com, and you'll find out information on how to take my virtual meditation class that I try to hold every Monday night. Sometimes it has to float around because of my tour schedule, But it's been a great opportunity for people to do that, and we've been having a lot of fun with it.
Awesome. And before we let you go, like I said, you're coming to the Tampa Bay area. I think it's Atlanta, then South Florida, and then Tampa. Talk about the tour so far and what we can expect when you come in our hometown.
Sure. Well, actually, I think you guys are show number three, if I'm not mistaken, because we the first show is the sixth in Atlanta. So it'll be very fresh when we get to you guys, which means it's going to be really exciting. And all I can tell you is this: we're pulling out some extra stuff on this tour, so it's going to be great. You're going to know a million songs and not realize it, and it's going to be a powerful line of music because you got Loverboy opening, who have hit after hit after hit, and are just a great band. So powerful line of music, a lot of fun. Come and get ready to sing.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Jeff, thank you for your time. I know we have
my
your address.
Pleasure.
We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a care package from Bucked Up Energy Drink as well.
You know, you guys are too cool, and I can't thank you enough.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
All
we'll
right,
see
man.
You on the weekend.
You will. No take care.
All right.
I had no idea. That hot-blooded was about yoga.
There you go.
So now we get to the meeting, and I can't wait to find out about.
Do you know the meeting?
Cool as ice, because I got a bucket in the back.
You got
of
a
my
bucket
truck.
Of ice. All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon, coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is a hot blooded program called Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny Castilla from the Washington Nationals. You are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Carl Eller from the Minnesota Vikings Hall of Fame. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. And fortunately, Matt's late.
I'm back. I'm here.
You're late?
I'm acceptably late. This is a social
you're
engagement.
What?
Acceptably late. According to Oprah.com, this is an informal appointment, and I have a 5-minute grace period.
Who the Oprah, hell?
The greatest spokesperson of
does
all
does Oprah think she is?
If Oprah said that you had an award-winning book or something she liked, a product, you were an instant millionaire overnight.
That's true.
Who has that kind of star power today?
And if she didn't, you'd be hanging out with Michael Morales, who fights Max Griffin on Saturday, who is an American convicted murderer who was scheduled to be executed by the state of California on February 21st, 2006. Murdered, I want to say it was a teenager. He's still incarcerated.
But who has that kind of star power today?
Plenty.
Because Oprah was the
oh, no, of
queen.
Course.
I mean,
no.
She was.
Well, No. The queen is Ariana Lipsky, who fights on Saturday. She is the queen of violence.
Ooh.
Said she only talks to Brazilians.
Is Joe Rogan bigger than Oprah?
I don't know.
If he endorses a product or something.
I think it's difficult to honestly for anybody to have been able to hit a bigger market than Oprah. I mean,
the channels of communication were so limited. It just went through the network, and everybody was pumped up through the main three.
And you got a car. And so if you get a car, I'll buy anything you tell me to if you give me a car.
Pat Sajak gave out many cars, and he's hanging it up.
Yeah.
So are you about to follow suit? I mean, I'm ready to
receive. You know what I miss about Wheel of Fortune? You're probably way too young.
Wheel of Fortune.
So back in the day when Wheel of Fortune first started, right? So they had ironically, a wheel. And it's kind of like, have you been to the Carousel of Progress at Disney World?
No.
You know, it's where you sit there and the thing turns and it's like a different living room. Living room from the
40s,
living room of the 50s, right?
Uh-huh.
So the Wheel of Fortune used to be like that.
Oh, really?
So the winner of round one, they go to this room, right? You know, they pull the curtain and it's one of those squares, one of those pies.
Right.
And the person would go, well, Pat, for $42, I'll take the big screen TV. And you buy the product. You buy your winnings.
Really?
Yeah. So like if you had $2,000, you would spend as close to the $2,000, and then you take the rest in a gift card. I'll take the roll-up desk, Pat, for $62. And so then the next one, you know, you buy the trip. Well, I'll buy the trip to South Florida for $2,412. Wow. Well, they don't do that anymore. It was so That's corny cool. but cool back in the day. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, yeah. So I didn't know till yesterday.
Is that when you actually had to get up and turn the TV with your hand?
I'm not old. Yeah.
There's no remote control.
That's why you have kids.
I turn it down to number 34.
No, there was three channels.
44?
Well, 44 was back in the day. Yeah.
13.
The great Bob Alvarez was your sports director at channel 44. So Bob used to do, I'll tell you a really quick story. He used to do, and with Captain Kelly here, so he used to do Big Bob's fish stories.
Okay.
And then you would send these pictures in. And then he would pick one, and that's what they would show, you know, on the broadcast. So I took a picture of us going fishing one time, and we sent it in of my young son, Sean. At the time, he was probably, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, to Bob's Big Fish Stories. He caught a tuna.
Oh.
Yep. It was a can of Starkiss that was on the hook of a fishing pole.
Oh,
and that's beautiful. What I sent in, yeah.
What did he win for that prize?
But probably an attaboy, if that.
Nice.
And if he got a prize as the adult, I probably kept it. Isn't that what parents do? They take you on subs and they take your gifts.
Or your life.
It's a great movie that's on here at Tournament to Pizza.
Yeah, I didn't choose it, but it's nice.
Remember the Titans?
No, but like the TV shows back in the day were just different.
If it doesn't matter, then why are you asking? Because it doesn't matter. But if it doesn't matter, you know what that's from? Remember the Titans when one guy implied it's not a big deal if he's gay or not.
Ooh, it does after July 1st.
And he's like, well, I got to know. He goes, but if it doesn't matter, why do you got to know? How about that in today's society?
Doesn't fly. That Varsity Blue stuff doesn't work either. That whole, you know, bullying and like, you know, alpha male blue chip mentality.
And you do it always to end the show to get me riled up.
Didn't do it.
There's a difference between bullying and hazing.
Okay.
There's a difference. I'm barely okay with the one, but I've done it enough. I haven't been bullied because you can't bully me.
We can bully you.
You can't bully me.
Well, I could.
You can't.
I can try.
No, you can't.
I will.
I'll pick up that chair and hit you over the head with it.
I'll get Tim Sylvia to put on his heels and come over here.
Yeah, okay.
Does he call them heels?
But you know, the hazing is a little different. Like right now in Remember the Titans, you have to sing a song or something. You know, if you remember from Brian's song.
Built like camaraderie.
It's supposed to.
Fraternities.
It's supposed to. Like you know, clubs. You can take it too far. You know, the New Orleans Saints took it too far. The scaredest I've ever been in my life was during a hazing situation.
They haze people in rock bands, right? Don't they make the interns and the roadies like go through a hazing process to be part of the club and earn their
carry this, carry that. I joined the Masonic Lodge. I had to do some things. That was pretty.
That's like the Illuminati people, right? With the little triangles on the dollar bills and like the secret society coach.
Sure.
Oh, we're not talking about that.
I can't talk about things like that. It's like talking about Fight Camp. You can't talk about Fight Camp.
Fight Club. Fight Camp you can talk about.
No, you can't. The camp is more secret than the club.
It's true.
You know about the club. The camp you don't know about. That's the reason. You've got to get through Fight Camp to get to Fight Club. You didn't know that, did you?
I don't know there's levels to Fight Camp.
There is. Okay. But you can't talk about it. That's the one rule of it.
Well, it makes it tough for a radio show. It's not a great platform for being on radio. Can't talk about that. Can't talk about this. Can't talk about this.
Which movie did you like better, Varsity Blues or Remember the Titans?
Well, since I've never seen Remember the Titans, I'm
You've say, never seen Remember the Titans?
I mean, I see it right there, but I've never watched it.
All right. How about this for a story? True story.
Okay.
A, we went to the high school when we were going up to D.C., which was very cool. So I'm at my bank. I forget the name of the bank. It was right around the corner from here, right on 38th and 4th. And then they moved over to 66th Street. But I'm talking to my banker. She's the manager of the office or whatever. And we start talking. And she goes, the biggest problem she had with this movie is her husband role, not the character, the real players. Okay, not the actors that we're watching. So the basis of this movie is that guy, right? Those two guys. The guy there in the middle. And, it's about the black players that joined a white school and they went on and won some things and I don't want to give away unless you want me to. So it's three linebackers, right? Most teams have three linebackers. Okay. So you have right side, you have strong side, and then you have the other guy. The other guy was her husband.
Oh.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
So they just had a reunion and she gave me, and I'll send you a post, a copy, because I'm not bringing it here because then you're going to somehow try to take it from me. She sent me the poster of the entire team.
Oh, that's cool.
Of the team, not actors.
Right.
No disrespect. Denzel Washington's in the movie. I'd rather have the actors, but it's pretty cool.
Speaking of actors, Ludacris just got his Walk of Fame star, and he was accompanied by Fast and Furious stars on the Walk of Fame.
What does Ludacris have to do with Fast and the Furious?
He's an actor. He's in the Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, is he in the movies?
And he's got a Walk of Fame star for it. Vin Diesel was with them when they presented it to him. So congratulations to Ludacris, my boy. Represent A-Town.
Diesel don't like me.
Which one?
Vin.
Oh, I thought Shaq.
No, Vin. No, Shaq likes me. Vin don't.
Yeah.
Vin don't.
Yeah, because you made him cry.
I made him cry. Allegedly.
You always make him cry.
Allegedly. That's alleged.
That's what you do.
That's what Rico Rodriguez told me, allegedly.
Speaking of crying, I lost it during that new Elemental movie. It came out this weekend. Took my kids. Thought it was just going to be a stupid movie about wind, earth, fire,
it's a great group.
Water. Man, don't go if you have ever decided that you were working so hard to someday give your body of work to your children because they don't want this. They don't want to do what you did. And so then you realize that it's not for them and then you're holding them back from their dreams. And so I'm excited to inherit this radio show from you one day, Randy. I will love it forever.
All right, here's where the team becomes a team. Right here. We're at Remember the Titans. They're getting ready. This is when they bond. He's trying to make them bond. This is a great movie. It really, truly is. But it's bad radio, just like you said.
But this is back before they were able to come out and be open with their sexuality?
That has nothing to do with this movie.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just talking about if it was casted today, we would have different types of players.
What different types of players would we have?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying they have different types of people.
He makes them up downs until they throw.
Because we have openly gay members of the NFL that have come out openly. I don't know if anybody in the UFC world has come out openly.
In the MMA world.
But bare knuckle, obviously, Christina Ferrara is openly champion and openly gay. So maybe you have it. But I don't know if any UFC fighters are openly, are they?
I don't know. I don't know if any of them are closed. I mean, there's female, obviously, Amanda.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few. I know what you're trying to get at, but yeah.
But movies back in the day can't be remade in today's.
There's the fight right
there's
there.
Certain things like Gone with the Wind couldn't be made in today's modern era.
Never saw it.
There's a lot of old school movies that could probably never come back.
All right. The best thing is, Remember the Titans is on, and we are now off.
Who's number 81?
They're the two stars of the thing. They're the two linebackers. It's a great movie. You need to check it out. I want to thank everybody for tuning in
on that squad.
Tune in next week, next Wednesday, live from the UFC Apex. next Friday. We'll be live from the Fan Expo. A lot of good stuff coming up in the very near future.
Is that right, Lewis?
And have fun in Brazil.
The 30 bird.
Try not to get pulled over and arrested. Until then, have a good week, everybody.
We'll be here next Wednesday.
Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.